Not sure yet. Haven't quite firmed up some plans. So get a little rest. Sure, stay focused on what we have to do here. And, you know, try to gear up for a really important next 8 games of the year. I'm not sure. Yeah. It's not up to me anymore. Yeah, those are important, and it's nice when it kind of comes midway through the year, so you really have a nice sample size to see what you're doing well and what you're not doing well. And I know the coaches have been hard at work here the past few days, really trying to identify some of those things. And you know, that's a lot of what we'll go over today and go out and practice. And you just don't have that much time during the regular season because you know you're trying to prepare for your opponent. And with no opponent, you know, you try to focus on what we need to do better, and there's certainly, I think, a lot of things that we can do better.
Through the years, it's been emphasized playing the best ball as a season. You know, you talk about November and December, and it shows it pretty much better than in the early part of the season. Is that a huge emphasis around there that Bill puts on your ball? Just keep improving to your best at the end?
Sure, and I think it's important, as I've said, to not really ride the roller coaster of the season, the highs of the winning and the lows of the losing. And you know, when you have a bad game, it can't lead to another bad game, which leads to a bad month, and then you have to be, you know, nearly perfect the rest of the way. So when you lose a game, you got to put behind you got to move forward, and if you lose again, you got to do the same thing. And I think that's to try to get to the things that we've been good at, the things that we're consistently doing better than other things. That's what's most important, and that leads to better execution over the course of a season.
Come along the same lines with spirit of the bye week and self-evaluation, improving. Do you sometimes find yourself trying to fix or improve some of the same things year to year during this time?
Well, I think every year is probably a little bit different. You know, you're always trying to improve individually in your techniques and the fundamentals. You get a lot of work over that time in training camp, you know, because once again, you don't really have an opponent. So, you know, you focus on your own techniques and fundamentals, which lead to good execution within a scheme. And then once you start playing, it's all scheme. You don't have a lot of time for the fundamental stuff. So, you know, this week's about, you know, for the players, it's fundamentals, it's techniques, and then, you know, the scheme stuff is what the coaches are doing. That's their job and what they spend a lot of time trying to improve. And that's, you know, that's equally as important. And when we come next week and Buffalo's our opponent, then the players have improved. You know, the coaches have talked to the players about what they need to improve, and hopefully you move forward with more awareness of what you need to do so you can be, you know, that much better as the season goes along.
When you are sitting down, you know, analyzing, you know, what you've done over the course of the season, and having seen what you've seen and done what you've done for so long, do you sometimes even, you know, notice things and figure things out maybe before even Josh or Bill has to really say anything about it?
So I'd say a little bit of yes and no. There's a lot that they see that, you know, from a coach's perspective that, you know, that they see that you need to do better, the improvements you make. I mean, you have in meetings with your individual coaches and talk about those things. And then, you know, there's certain things that, you know, I know that I definitely need to do a better job of. And, you know, that they may not be aware of, that I, you know, being self-critical, you determine those things. And, you know, you try to go back to the things that have worked and things that you know and the things that you trust and you're confident in yourself. And you try to go out there and be a better teammate and be a better leader.
Offense, where have you seen the most improvement since day week one?
I'm not sure. You know, I haven't. You know, I'd like to probably talk to our coaches about that. And I mean, a lot of that's really kind of privileged information too. I mean, we don't want to, you know, really talk about what our strengths are as a team. I mean, I think everybody that's on the roster has a level of trust that they've developed from Coach Belichick, that he trusts the players that are in there, the guys that are getting the ball, the guys that are touching the ball. When you design plays, you know, you try to design it for the guys that you think that are going to be the most dependable. And, you know, that's always a guy like Wes and Gronk. Aaron hasn't been in there much. Julian, Dion's been a big part of it. Brandon's been a big part of it. So if you're on the roster, the coach has a lot of trust in you, and you got to go out there and keep earning that trust on a daily basis from your teammates so that when it comes to Sunday that, you know, everyone's on the same page and that can, you know, go out there and execute as best you can. I hope so. I mean, I hope we make improvements. It's, you know, there's still a lot of football left. So, I mean, we're 5-3. I think, you know, that tells you we've been a little bit up and down. It hasn't been terrible. It hasn't been great. And we have a lot of room for improvement. So we'll see how that goes over the course of the next 8 weeks. I mean, I could sit up here and make a bunch of predictions, but that, you know, we'll leave that to you know, you guys, and that's part of what, you know, we have to go out there and do it. We have to go out there and earn it, and that's part of, you know, why we play, and the enjoyment of playing is to go out there and do something about it, not just talk about it.
You guys are 5-3, and they say you went with your record, but you've lost by a total of 4 points, back closer to 6-2-7. Does that give you more confidence going forward, knowing you're that close to being, having a better record?
Yeah, and I think that you you know, you have confidence. Wes Welker has a lot of confidence, whether you win or lose. Rob Gronkowski does. I certainly do. We have a lot of confidence in each other and what we can do. So even if you lose, you know, you still have confidence that, you know, we lost to the Ravens. But, you know, look, you have confidence that if we play the Ravens and we play really well, that the outcome could be different. I mean, that's... we've done that in the past. We've lost 31-0 before and, you know, still had confidence in ourselves as a team. So it can't be a week-to-week thing. And I think what you do on the practice field, what you do in the meeting rooms, gives you confidence to go out there and execute. And then you have, you know, a game like we had the other night where we executed better than we have and the outcome was better than what it's been. So, you know, 5-3 you know, we're first place in our division. But, you know, like I said, we've been a little bit inconsistent. Hopefully we can improve upon that inconsistency, and that really starts this week.
Tom, whether you go away or not, will you work out at all, get a lift on, or do some cardio? Different guys are saying different things. Some guys just need a complete rest. How will you handle it?
I like to exercise, so I try to do as much of that as I can. A lot of these guys you know, for a quarterback, it's interesting. You kind of get out of shape as the season goes because you don't probably run as much. And as a receiver position, those guys run. I mean, it's incredible how much they run on a daily basis, and they get in better shape as the season goes. So it's important for the quarterback position to keep up your conditioning so that, you know, you can endure, you know, these last 8 weeks. This is when the good teams really start to show themselves. So, and the bad ones start to really fade. And if you want to be a good team, you got to be on top of, you know, all those things, whether it be your conditioning, your nutrition, your rest, you know, your decision-making over the course of a long season and how that impacts the rest of your teammates. And, you know, that's why some teams really begin to separate themselves over, you know, 16-week season.
So you might intensify some of the working out in the time off?
I mean, I always try to work out, you know, relatively hard and stay in good shape, so... yeah, I just kind of have my routine of what I do, and you know, there's a lot of guys that are working hard out there, and I just kind of stick with what I've been doing.
Having said that, at the midway point, how are you feeling physically?
Great. Couldn't be better.
Classic bumps and bruises. Sure, you got those, right?
Yeah, I mean, everyone deals with little things, but I feel great. Excited to be feeling this way, you know, with 8 games left to play. Well, I mean, I think it's a credit to all those young players that, you know, weren't drafted high and that have come into this system and played a lot. I mean, that's a challenging thing for a rookie. I mean, we've played, you know, I know 8 regular season games, but that's 12 including the preseason, which is a college season. I mean, this is about the end for what most of the guys have been through. But you know, we're on, you know, we're a long ways from even, you know, the end of our season. So, you know, a guy like Nate, who's come in and worked really hard and earned the trust of the coaches and the players, and you know, he's very mature for a young player, at least in my getting to know him. And it's really been to see him develop over the course of the season. You know, you always love to see the young players bring that the youthful spirit that, you know, he has, and the excitement of playing and, you know, hopefully going out there and playing well. But he's played quite a bit with the injuries to some of the other guys. It's really been, you know, big for him to step in and play that role for us. Not much. I know the players probably don't. Maybe the coaches do. I know we play, you know, you have some short weeks there, so maybe you try to get ahead. You know, we play on a Thursday against the Jets, so you maybe try to get ahead there. I mean, you use these days as ways to get ahead because you know you're not going to have, you know, we play a Monday night game and a Sunday night game. So, you know, I think you try to prepare that way. You know, but you always feel like, I mean, it's hard to game plan, you know, 6 weeks ahead. You don't know who's going to be playing. You don't know what the strength of the team, you know, you don't know anything. That's why you kind of leave it up to that week, and then you put everything you got into it that week. So, thanks, guys. Enjoy your bye weekend.